A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 52 through 59. The Jews disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things while he was teaching at the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these few verses, Jesus uses the word eat 6 times. Each time, it is in reference to eating his own flesh. Eating the flesh of Jesus? What is it about eating? Eating is a basic necessity for every human being. No exceptions to this rule. For some peoples in our world, seeing to it that their family can eat consumes all of their energy and time and resources. For others, eating is an event of great proportions and endless choices. Eating has given rise to culinary art and cultural foods. Eating gathers people together and crowns celebratory events. Eating even often follows a ritual of grief. Eating is basic. For the Native Americans, eating was always an intimate act. When the Native American ate, she considered the act an interaction with the earth and the creatures of the earth. Eating was done with respect for the plants and animals who gave theirself to the people for their nurturing. The buffalo shared its strength, speed, and endurance. The fish distributed its sleek precision of movement and camaraderie with the waters. Maize allotted its determination to reach for greater heights and its ability to regenerate. For those of us in the United States, we hear almost daily reminders and warnings about how unhealthy our eating habits are and how they are putting the quality of our lives in jeopardy. We are kept aware of statistics defining the epidemic obesity among women, men, and children. We know that eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia ravage many young women and men. We have allowed super value meals to replace common sense portions. Eating has become a science to some and is always an event for others. We hear of emotional eating, eating to lift our spirits, soothe our stress, calm our fears, drown our sorrows. Eating for some is about how I look. For many, eating becomes a form of instant gratification. One author suggests eating is an act of assimilation, an intimate act by which a part of the world becomes part of us. Jesus invites us into the mystery of his self-giving through eating. The mystery of Jesus' self-giving is not complete by dying on a cross or even rising from the tomb. It is not enough to have loved us into being and breathed his own spirit into us. Jesus insists on a unitive existence in us. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. How familiar these words are to us. We have heard them so often that the concept becomes more matter of fact rather than incredulous mystery. The incredulous mystery that Jesus is committed to erasing any separation between us and himself. Jesus desires complete communion with us, no separation. Jesus knows what his flesh has seen and felt and heard. He knows the pulsating life force of his blood, the pulsing of which has kept alive in his heart and mind, the mind and heart of the Father. And Jesus desires for that flesh and that blood to be ours. Jesus is acknowledging that eating is basic for the physical animation, vitality of life, and the mental health of each human being. For this reason, Jesus hands us the one food he knows can remove any separation between us and him and allow us to know his animation, his vitality of life, and his mental health wholeness. In his flesh, Jesus has a life. An eternal life that is ours if only we can swallow the truth of it. Bread from heaven offered for our eating. Unlike bread of the earth, it is the food of eternal life. By eating this flesh and drinking his blood, our consciousness transforms into Jesus' consciousness. Yes. Jesus' consciousness becomes mine. Separation is gone, and the unitive reality of creation, the reality of Jesus' own being, is ours. Eating is a basic necessity for every human being, and no exceptions to this rule. So Jesus tells us, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Can we be vulnerable enough to give over our individual consciousness to this consciousness of Jesus? Can we risk our perceived individual autonomy by eating the flesh of Jesus and allowing the communion he desires to be ours? It is up to each one of us either to swallow this truth or not.